The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To coast.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seat, burning a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad, out of bad, tape, bad, law, bad, do bad, rap, bad, touch, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Appalachia, right across the river through the woods from Granny loves to puff on that purple haze hybrid in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up should do. But I'm a finicum of that party of rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown with the best of ties and tatter my brains. Splattered all over Manhattan should do be shake it. Ooh, it's only rock and roll, but a lucky, yes I do, but a lucky. Yo, hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, I'm with your boy Carver. Hi this afternoon. Mafia running it with Hayden Fried, LTN in Kansas City, Mo, a birthday roll call. On a terrible towel Tuesday, Derek Rose, 34 tonight, and Kurt Suzuki, 39, Jared Weaver, 40, Justin Williams, former Hurricane and King winger, 41, Kyle Loesch, 44, Mickey Ward, the boxer, 57, AC Green, 59, Truck Robinson, 71, Tony La Russa, 78, thanks for everything, you're fired. Jimmy Williams, former player manager, 79, Vic Hadfield, former NHLer, 82, happy birthday to you. It's also the Young Chopper's birthday today, Carver High. 15. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. They grow so fast. They grow so fast. The Niners schooled the Rams last night. What a performance by the Rams. 24-9. We got it all for you. Shanahan, Jimmy G, McVay. How about Bobby Wagner lighting up the activist streaker on the field? With a full-on goodnight, Irene. Did you see him drop the guy? Just lit him up right out of his shoes. I hope he's completely concussed and has brain damage. I just wanted to say that because I'm a D. Thank you. You want to run on the field and cause a scene? You deserve it. You deserve whatever you get. Jail, concussions, lose your teeth. I hope someone beats your ass, you loser. Mike McCarthy talking about Dak getting a full week of practice before he's ready to go. We got Dallas Rams breakdown. You think the Rams will score a touchdown in that game? Miami and the Jets should be interesting. Brian Daboll said he doesn't want to give injury information. Who cares what he thinks? Giants and Packers. Good luck in Lambeau, Brian. Tom Brady and Giselle hiring divorce lawyers. Uh-oh. We saw that one coming, didn't we, Carver High? Brady says his shoulder is okay. Not his marriage. Atlanta, Tampa, Dennis Allen not sure yet about Winston. Dennis Allen not sure of what he's doing in the NFL. Seattle and New Orleans. Geno has outplayed Russell Wilson through four games. Broncos put Randy Gregory and Javonte Williams on the IR. Nate Hackett has confidence. Melvin Gordon can carry the load. Yeah, as long as he's not fumbling the game away like he did against the Raiders. Indy and Denver, we'll get into. The Patriots signed Carver High's favorite, Eating Gilbert Grape, is back in business. We got Dubsy on the show today talking about everything. He's hosting In-Game Live now with the mayor of Miami, weeknights, 9 to midnight right here. We got afternoon day ball going on, 2-2 Yankees. I had a rather explosive session when I came down to do pre-show setup. Hayden heard the whole thing. It was a lot of foul language, cussing, and then some more cussing. And we welcome all of our radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 159, all over the Southern Hemisphere on satellite radio. It's beautiful. Sports Map, Sports Byline, good to have you with us. Anyway, I was cussing vehemently for at least 5 straight minutes with profane language, horrific language, hateful, spiteful language, because Jameson Shots of Tyone cannot throw a strike today against the Texas Rangers. He's walked batters. He hasn't walked a guy in 700 at-bats, but today he's walked like 2. He's the worst guy on the team, got a hit. How about Gonzalez and Ryder, whoever the hell that is, let the guy score from first on a single. I was losing my gizzard. You should have heard me cussing. Hayden was scared to death. Washington and the Mets, game 1 starting in an hour. We got Ron Rivera on the show today. We got San Fran, Carolina. How do you think Carolina's going to do against the Niners with that defense of theirs? Nick Saban talking about Bryce Young today. He gives a reporter the business. We'll play that for you. We got the Lions share. We got Bill Michaels from Whiskey talking about the Brewers suck and the Packers and Wisconsin's football situation today in Carver High History. We'll do that. Ben Simmons played last night. We're going to talk about that. So did Kawhi Leonard. Schwarber with his second home run of the game last night. We got that for you. The Brewers lost. They won, but they're out of it. They won, but they're out of it. It's over. Phillies in, Brewers out. Yankees beat the Rangers. They're tied 2-2 with them right now. We'll go through all the baseball. Albert Pujols hit number 703, passes Babe Ruth for second all-time in RBIs. Tony La Russa says goodbye to everyone. God, Tony, you've always been there for us. We love you. We'll break down tonight's games. We have a massive gambling problem on baseball. Plus, Scoop Mish today talking about baseball and the playoffs and everything else. There's good games tonight. Rodon against Manaea at Petco. Lorenzen against Irvin at the Ashtray. Suarez against Verlander at Minute Maid. Gallen against the Brewers tonight in Milwaukee. The Ace Ventura experiment will run in Arlington tonight in the second game of the doubleheader. The Yankees in Texas. And you get Carrasco going tonight, at the very least, I think in the first game for the Mets and Nats doubleheader. We got a good show for you today. Grab a freshie. It's Cousins Tyler.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, Carver High, the one thing, you know, I know you're professor and you know, like biology and chemistry and stuff. And so today I went to the gym. I was feeling better this morning with my cold and cough. And I figured, you know what, I'm going to go work out. I think it'll help me sweat it out, right? So I go, I shoot hoops, I lift, and then I go to the pool. And, you know, when I'm in the pool and I'm blowing bubbles through my nose and I haven't been able to breathe for 3 or 4 days, I got to tell you, it was fantastic. Do you think that the cold and cough that I have when I inject my bubbles through my nose into the pool that everyone else that swims today will catch my cold?
I think that if you were able to get that much into the pool, you probably took care of a couple of people at some point. I'm sure not everybody got away safely. We'll find out in the next 48 to 72 hours.
I saw some guy get into the lane after I left. And yeah. I was like, have a nice swim.
Yeah, screw it. It's too bad. You're finished, dude. If you don't see him around in the next week, you know that you got him. That's for sure. But good to see that you were feeling good enough to go out and take care of business at the gym this morning. Get the swim in. You got everything going.
I'm doing better today, Carver High. I feel like I can get through this show without the 7 sneeze over-under from yesterday and the 3 cough over-under. I'm looking at I might be able to get through it with only 1 cough and 1 sneeze. I'm feeling like unders all around.
I think that you're going to be able to make it. No doubt about that. Let's start today on a Tuesday. Let's wrap up week 4 NFL last night. In Santa Clara, the home of the Niners. They take care of business, guy, against the Rams 24-9. Of course, Deebo Samuel at it again. He's tough to stop in the open field. A 57-yard touchdown, breaking tackles on ESPN.
At the running back to play the style of football that he'd really like to be able to play right now.
Third down and 3. Quick throw. What a catch. Samuel stays upright. Terrific catch and run. One-on-one with Ramsey. Can't bring him down. Samuel, highlight reel. Touchdown.
I got to tell you, first of all, I was scared to death of that game. I got it wrong. And they look like Super Bowl chumps to me. And here's the problem I have with them. Oh, first of all, we hit the over on Samuel. We did hit that. Ring the bell.
And the touchdown.
We hit a lot of bets last night with our props, a lot of them. So here's the deal. The Rams offensive line is so awful. Because you remember at the beginning of the game, they showed all the pieces they've changed, and like every guy has been injured, and they had like 15 different guys playing on the front line. I knew then they were in trouble, and like 5 minutes later, they had 5 sacks, and they had 7 in the game. I'm surprised that Matt Stafford is even able to walk today with the abuse he took in that game. They never sniffed the end zone, and it was all because of their offensive line to me. I thought their defense did the best they could, but their secondary with Ramsey was ass muffins. They did nothing. They caught every pass he threw.
Not only that, and look, the offensive line is their biggest problem at this point, but their other problem is that they throw to the same guy every single play. Now, I'm not saying
right.
Cup is awesome. Like, he had 13 catches last night, or 100. He's great. But if you throw to him every single play, eventually, you're going to get what happened, which was the pick six, the hizzy that went the other way in the second half and basically ended the game. Not having Beckham, a guy that can go down the field 20, 25, 30 yards, stretch the field for Stafford. Robinson's not that guy. He's a possession receiver. He's over the middle. You know, they got the kid from Notre Dame running around out there. He can't run deep. They need a guy like Beckham back later in the year. Because that gets Cup even
and
more
Jefferson,
open. I think that's their biggest problem.
The guy,
Jefferson too.
I'm not sure. You might be right about Robinson, but they're paying him a lot of money to never catch passes. So he needs to make some plays.
Him.
The guy, that guy is a really good receiver. Let's stop with all this other nonsense. He's a great receiver, and I just don't understand what's happened to him. Ever since he went from the Bears to the Rams, he has absolutely been invisible. He has never made a catch or a play that I've seen once. I mean, they threw to him on the fade in the corner of the end zone. I mean, that wasn't even close to happening. And then they never threw to him again the rest of the game. I thought Matt Stafford looked terrible last night.
Awful.
And it was because he had no time. But on top of it, he looked terrible. And you're right about Cup. And the other thing about Cup, I'll just say real briefly. I don't know how that guy doesn't blow out his knees, because he spins in ways that are like a gymnast. And then secondly, he gets so attacked when he catches a ball by 3 or 4 different defenders. He gets absolutely annihilated every time he catches a ball, and he gets hit high and low. And I don't know how somebody hasn't just taken his knees right the F out, because that guy, how is that little skinny twig white boy still standing and not getting injured? Explain that to me. Because everybody else that plays in the NFL that gets hit as much as he does ends up with torn ACLs.
Yep, we never want to see anybody get hurt, but you're right.
Eventually,
the Piper comes for you, Scotty, that's for sure. Let's start with Kyle Shanahan, proud of his team, Scotty, beating the Rams at home once again,
so
going to 2-2. Here is Shanahan.
What do you think of the performance out there today, especially coming off of last week's game?
I mean, I was real happy overall, obviously, with our whole team. It was a cool way to win. We knew it would be a battle. To keep them out of the end zone was great. I thought our special teams played well. It was really cool to see, because I thought we had a chance to run away with it, especially after George's touchdown, and then for that to get returned, and then the next time down there, thinking we're going to get that field goal and come up short on that. But then Huff getting that pick.
All right, Carver High, there could be a little Dorothy action going on in Missouri.
There
who
could
knows?
Be.
There could be some Dorothy. You know, a little tutu. There might be a little, late fall, rainy, and then all of a sudden, you least expect it, you get a little tornado in there into Missouri, and then the next thing you know, we just lose the signal. And then maybe it's Hayden. He drank a lot of whiskey last night on his 21st birthday. Maybe he fell asleep on the control panel.
He only turned 21 once. We'll come back. We'll finish up with McVay, Scotty, and then we'll get into some other things with the NFL.
All right, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Gonzalez with the go-ahead RBI single over to shortstop's head in Arlington, 3-2 Yankees. Peraza's got a homer and a double. He scores and plates the run on the little soft lobber over to shortstop's head. It's Gonzalez's first hit since he was in his second year of Little League. He is the worst hitter I've ever seen in my life. He makes Aaron Hicks look like Hank Aaron.
Yankees won't do it, but they should play Peraza and Cabrera. They should
absolutely
play them. They're not going to do it, though.
Why aren't you the manager at the Yankees, Carver?
I
think it'd be a perfect role for you. Not only that, I've seen you spit sunflower seeds before, like all day at the pool in Vegas, and you just have them just flying out of your mouth and just got it trajectory down to a science, like 4 to 5 foot every time flying out of your mouth. Bubblegum, I've seen you blow bubbles the size of Texas. I mean, that's, I think, true. You could handle the job easily.
I could. I know the guy who's in there right now can't.
That's right.
We'll find out more over the next couple of weeks when he puts Hicks and Marwin Gonzalez in the lineup over Cabrera and Peraza.
In game one.
It's amazing. It really
hitting
is.
3-4.
I was gonna skip Jimmy G, but you know what? I mean, he got dressed so nice for the post game.
He's a porn star.
Talked about how tough it is to play the Rams. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Garoppolo for you, Scotty.
A win like this against the defending Super Bowl champion, division rival. What kind of momentum does it give you guys moving forward? I know it's only week 4, but this was kind of a big game.
Yeah, no, all of them are big, especially after last week. It's always nice to beat these guys division game, and just, I don't know, every time we play the Rams, it's a dogfight. It always is, and always usually comes down to, you know, the last couple minutes, and I think Huff made a huge play for us at the end there to kind of seal it for us.
Listen, Judge is up. No one cares what Garoppolo has to say.
Yeah,
he played great last night. His passes were dead on, Carver High. He had the touch going. Listen, he's a winner. He's 7-1 all time against the Rams, and they have beat him 7 straight regular season games. And I'm telling you, in the NFC title game, if it wasn't for Tart, it'd be 8. Yeah. Because Tart dropped the pick, and the game was over, and the Niners were going to the Super Bowl. I still think with this guy and that defense – in my view, one way or the other, they're going to be in the NFC title game.
Very possible. NFC West wide open now. All 4 teams at 2-2 after 4 games to start the season. We'll finish with McVay. Not going to make any excuses, Scotty. They absolutely sucked last night. Here he is.
Yeah, I'm not going to make any excuses. You know, we've got to play better. The things that we didn't do to execute, you know, you don't take away any credit from the 49ers, Jordan. But a lot of it was just things that guys that we're counting on didn't do what they're supposed to do. And so clearly that makes me think that I've got to do a better job, and we got to do a better job as an offensive staff, providing clarity to our players for as many MAs as what occurred tonight. I think he got his ankle. I don't know the severity of it, but I thought Jeremiah Colone came in and battled. I thought our line battled. There was opportunities, you know, that
what?
I think
got
we're capable
battled.
Of making.
They got and battled.
And it's
destroyed.
Coaches and players in this together. We'll continue to stay connected, and we'll move forward. And it's 4 games, but, you know, that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. The other is you got your ass beat, and your offensive line was hairdryer city, and Stafford had not a second to throw the ball. And you're right. All he does is throw to one guy anyway. So they look very plaid. There is no way on earth they're going back to a Super Bowl. Not that team. That, no way. I've never seen a Super Bowl winning team look that bad. I don't care what week it is. I've never seen a champion look that bad. So I still believe they should have never been in that Super Bowl. Should have never even been there. I mean, that game was over. Tart drops the ball, and that is why they played in the Super Bowl. And I thought the Bengals should have won that game, too, if they would have thrown to Higgins twice on 3rd and 4th down. And, I mean, it's coaching is really what it boils down to. They lucked into that ring like no team I've ever seen. And everyone in L.A. can kiss my ass. They know it. And they know it now when they saw that crap last night. Yeah. Take a look at your team now. They're not going anywhere. And you know what? your boy Donald was going to retire. Maybe he should have.
Yeah. Well, look, it's tough for him to sit there and say the line battled. They got destroyed last night on the offensive
destroyed.
Line. Absolutely.
By the
destroyed.
Way, Judge popped up. He's not going to do it. Nah. He's got so much pressure now. He's in basket. He's starting to look like Aaron Hicks.
If there's anybody who needs these 5 days off after tomorrow, it's Judge. Because you could tell.
He's stressed
he's
out.
He's pressing a little bit here to get this 62. He's lost the triple crown now because he's popping up every time. He's down to 310.
Right.
The other guy's not even playing. He's 315. Not going to happen for him. And then you mentioned at the front, Bobby Wagner destroying that guy last night who ran on the field. Nice job by Bobby.
That was great.
Trying to get a little extra work in while the defense was on the sidelines.
He lit that
good
dude
job.
Up.
Let's get to some other things. We will now flip the page. Week 5. Let's go. Pain Day just keeps on moving, Scotty. The Cowboys are the team that will face the Rams next. That comes up this Sunday at SoFi. Will Dak be there? Well, Mike McCarthy wants him to get a full week of practice. Jerry said this morning that he still can't grip the ball. You know what that means? He's probably not going to play on Sunday. Here's Mike McCarthy anyway.
I definitely want to see Dak go through a full week of prep before he plays. I mean, I think that's all. I mean, we're not talking about being out 1 week here, you know, or two. I mean, this is going to be a month. And definitely I'd like to see him go through a full week. And we got 4 7-day runs here. So I think it'll time up.
I mean, this is ridiculous. The guy's not ready to play. And every day it's all about this guy's thumb and, he can't grip a football, and we're worried about this guy playing, and Cooper Rush is winning every game he plays. They're a game behind the Eagles. There's nothing wrong with them. They've been winning left and right. Just keep going with Rush. The guy, and, no pun intended, what is the Rush?
Right. That's what I was just going to say to you, because honestly, him winning these three games with him out has bought them more time. It's not like he went 0-3 and they're dying to get him back in the lineup because the season's crumbling. Winning the three games and getting to 3-1 means you could take another week. You could take another 2 weeks. It's okay. But now Dak's dying to get back out there because he sees all the pub that your boy Cooper Rush is getting. So Dak's probably pushing the envelope a little
He's
bit too.
He's got nothing to worry about. They pay that guy five an hour. He makes $5 an hour. $50 million, trust me.
Well, 4.5 for the Cowboys at SoFi this Sunday. The way the Rams looked last night, and the way their offensive line look with Parsons going to be on the field, I might take that 4.5 with the Cowboys, Scotty.
I mean, honestly, it is a very, troubling pick because they're playing great defense and they're scoring, 24, 25 points a game somewhere in that neighborhood with Rush, and the Rams can't get out of their own way. And it's going to be hard for me to believe that they're going to lose on Monday night in Santa Clara and then go home to SoFi and lose to the Cowboys. I don't really see McVay losing two in a row, particularly when the back end of it is at home. I think the Cowboys will have problems in Los Angeles. I don't think they're going to score 25 points against the Rams. I really don't. I don't think Cooper Rush will light up that defense like Garoppolo did. I don't. But it's about the number at 4.5. This is a great bet. Oh, here's a home run he gives up. Now they're losing 4-3. Oh, my God. This guy, and then Garcia now has 100 RBIs. He just hit a two-run shot into 11. I cannot believe that I'm watching the worst team in baseball beating the Yankees. I'm going to have a stroke. Honestly.
Jameson,
Seager has a double, and this fat ass, this fat piece of Shaq out there blowing bubbles. He doesn't even care, Tyone. He looks like he'd rather be at home on the toilet. He doesn't even want to pitch today. He hasn't had stuff all day. He's thrown 95 pitches in 4 innings, and it's just unbelievable that they're leaving him out there because they have nobody else to pitch, and he's given up home runs now. He's given up doubles. The worst guy on the team, Jung, had a 2 RBI single, which was a bloop single that Gonzalez effed up in right field. I'm going to puke. I am going to puke watching this game. I'm getting my call back. I'm sweating right now.
They've got another game tonight, so he's going to have to empty the tank this afternoon. You can't burn everybody out this afternoon. You got another game to play in a couple of hours out there. So we'll see. We'll keep our eyes open there. Maybe the Yankees can get something.
I don't care about the second game.
You care about this one. I understand that. But the Yankees don't. They don't care about either game. NFL and the NFLPA will interview Tua today about the events of his concussion slash injuries against the Bills in week number 3. That, of course, we've talked about a lot over the past few days. Here is Dolphin head coach Mike McDaniel telling us what we assumed: no Tua against the Jets on Sunday.
Yeah, this is something that it's too early to give a definite timeline. I can comfortably say that he'll be out for this game against the Jets, but anything beyond that, we're just focused on making sure he's at optimal health and then crossing that bridge. So it's a little early for optimal definitive health timelines beyond that.
Can we just stop already with let's get Tua back on the field with his brain completely torn out of his skull and thrown into a trash compactor? Can we not have the guy that's now brainless, that can't read or write or speak, and that his eye twitches and his fingers coil up? Can we not have him back in the lineup this week already so that the media can be appeased? Honestly, I wouldn't let that guy play for 2 months.
I think it's going to be longer than 1 week. You said it yesterday as well.
Stop, Tyone. 1 week. Jump in a lake, you fat ass.
Another one. Give up now. Another one.
Piece of shack.
Teddy B will start for the Fish, laying 3 at MetLife on Sunday against the Jets.
Your wife's ugly too. Go ahead, get lost. I hope you get Alzheimer's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So we bring in the one and only Dubs Anderson, who is just he's like the do-it-all. He's like that guy Cabrera on the Yankees. He plays every position. Guy plays left, right, third, first, second, short. I mean, the guy does it all. Your boy Dubs, he's good golf, Champions League, Premier League, in-game live, prime time. I mean, what don't you do, Anderson? Honestly, you've taken over the network. Is that the deal?
Scotty, my man, I told him the only thing I can't talk about is politics, because I'm going to wind him up and I absolutely know nothing about that, and it's probably for the best, mate. I'm the Swiss Army knife of sports betting. All the other guys, all these other sports, that's where Dubsy lives. I tell you what, don't even ask me about the NFL, Scotty. How embarrassing were those Rams last night? Talk about a pathetic display there. But hey, we got the Champions League going on there this morning. A couple of big results already there. Bayern Munich getting Victoria Pilsen 5-0, absolutely smoked them there. Marseille gets a big victory for their group, beating out Sporting Lisbon 4-1. And we've got a couple of games already in play here, Scotty. There's one I absolutely love, the Reds. You know, I've got my red shirt on today. Liverpool taking on the Rangers. We've got clean sheets for the Rangers. I'm not talking about in the bedroom, Scotty. We need the Rangers to not score a goal. And if you're looking for another live pickup, you can still get Barcelona at plus money taking on Inter. From what I'm seeing here, they're holding 80% possession of that ball still here in the first half. Possession in soccer, that's going to equal opportunities. That's going to equal goals for me. Barcelona still at plus money. I absolutely love that play. Champions League football, match day 3. Some big games going on today and some big games shaping up there for tomorrow as well, Scott.
So what's the deal? No, because I'm not that smart. Where does Ibrahimovic play on that Inter Milan team?
Ibrahimovic, he's cooked there, Scotty. Now, if you're looking at superstars who we are going to see in action, Lewandowski, he is the absolute superstar there for Barcelona. He can't help himself but find the back of the net. And they really need to get a win. They're 1-0 to start this one with the draw. They're leading the La Liga there. And this is the beauty of the Champions League. All these different domestic leagues where they're playing in Italy, Spain, the Premier League there. It brings them all together. We get to see who is the best in Europe. For Barcelona, they need a big result. I like them up against Inter here. That's my play there, Scotty. If you're looking for another one, Frankfurt taking on Tottenham. Tottenham need to get back in the winner's circle. 1-0-1 to start their Champions League campaign. It's home and away. Top two go through to the knockout stages. It's still early doors here amongst the group stages.
Right, so I know that Ibrahimovic played here and then went back. And my point is he went back over and he started playing again in Italy. And he never goes away. He came over here and played in the MLS, went over there. So he has nothing to do. He doesn't play in the Champions League at all. I knew that Lewandowski was playing at Barca. My question is, there's rumors that they're going to go after Messi as a free agent this summer. Is that true?
I heard he's going back there already, Scotty. It's already a thing. He'll be back there in July 2023. Now, he left there on a rough exit a couple years ago. The guy up top, they had a big falling out. And this is a seven-time Ballon d'Or winner in Lionel Messi. I mean, this guy's an absolute superstar. And I don't care that they're aging. You know, this is a sport where, sure, you need to keep your body in check. But guys like Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, this is once-in-a-lifetime, you know, kind of talent that we're seeing on display. And they've still got a lot to offer. So, yeah, from what I'm hearing, that's already a done deal. Messi's going to be back there in 2023. And what a great spot to finish up the career. You know, an organization, a club that's done so much for him. And he's done so much for them as well. Good to see you. I mean, he scored an absolute banger there on the weekend for PSG. He's still doing it at a very high clip, Scotty. We talk about who's next in line. You know, you could probably throw in the likes of Erling Haaland. He's been sensational in the Premier League. But Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, he's likely not going to be at Manchester United past January because, as you know, Scotty, he's not getting much opportunity there at Manchester United. They're benching him. They're barely bringing him out, which kind of sucks because these GOATs, you know, I don't care what sport it is, if they're still good enough to compete, I want to see him out on the pitch. I don't care that these young guys might be upset by that. You can learn from it. Take notes.
So my guy Ibrahimovic is at AC Milan. So he's playing Chelsea tomorrow, playing the Blues tomorrow. I'm going to let him know that you said he's cooked and that he sucks. I'm going to just text him now because he's a funny guy. And I don't think he's going to think you're too funny. But I'm going to just
Scotty, he would absolutely.
Your boy Dubs, he says you're cooked. What's up, Ebro? What up, kid? What up, kid? It's Pharrell. Your boy Dubs says you're cooked.
I didn't say that, brother. I didn't say that because you know what, Scotty? That's one guy who has no problem putting the old headbutt straight through Dubsy's nose, and that's going to be lights out. You're not going to be seeing Dubsy for a couple of weeks. I absolutely love Ibrahimovic. But if you look at Chelsea taking on AC Milan there, Milan top of the table, one win, one draw for Chelsea. They're not looking too good, and they haven't looked that good in the Premier League. They get rid of the gaffer there, Thomas Tuchel. They bring in Graham Potter from Brighton Hove and Albion, who's one of the best coaches over the last couple of years, what he's done there at Brighton. Coming into Chelsea, they looked okay there on the weekend. But who's going to be that difference maker to get him going again? I really think it could be the American Christian Pulisic. Who, I mean, Team USA, they were dismal in those World Cup friendlies. But Pulisic, if we're going to do anything in the World Cup, and when I say we, yes, us, Team USA, it's going to have to be Christian. It's going to have to be him for Chelsea as well. When he comes off that bench, when he's more involved, they move more freely. It frees him up, gives him a bit more attacking prowess. Watch for Pulisic. I think he'll start. If not, he'll come off the bench early. If you're looking for a couple of plays there, Chelsea at home, minus 150. I like what I saw on the weekend. Graham Potter, one of the best gaffers in the business.
What about PSG? Because Messi's still there, and he had a free kick the other day, which was a bend it like Beckham special into the upper right corner. I saw it. And they're on fire right now. They've won like five or six straight games. Neymar, Mbappe, the whole crew, they look like, and they're playing tomorrow against Benfica, but they're hot too. I think they've won four straight. How good is that game? Would you bet on PSG or Benfica?
Look, I'm going to go with PSG. And I mean, how could you not? Messi, Neymar Jr., and we saw in the weekend there, if you're struggling, just bring on Kylian Mbappe and he's going to get the winner for you. I mean, talk about a loaded outfit. But I mean, Benfica, they're also undefeated in the Champions League, Scotty. So this is going to be a blockbuster of a clash. You can still get PSG there at minus 140. I don't mind that number. Given those superstars, they've won seven games coming into this one. I just think they've got the class edge. This is what they're playing for. Champions League football, those kind of superstars. I think Messi will probably be buoyed by having that future sort of locked up, knowing that he is going to be going back to Barca next year. He's going to want to cap off this run with PSG. So I think PSG minus 140 to get the outright win through 90 minutes there, Scotty. Should be a great clash
anyway. How much leg do you think Haaland's getting over in Europe based on his, you know, hat tricks. And, like, if I scored that many goals, I'd be scoring chicks. Like, after every game, a different chick. Like, you know what I mean? How much leg? What is the over-under on how many chicks he's going to land between now and mid-season? It's got to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 30, an over-under of 30.
I think that's accurate, Scotty. We'd put him on 3 a week, and I don't think he'd struggle. What is he? 6'6". He's got those big
blonde
sort of
hair.
Movie star looks. He looks a bit like Dolph Lundgren. You know, he's got a little bit of a scary thing. He's got the chiseled face going. 14 goals to start the season for the Norwegian superstar there with Man City. They didn't need to throw anyone else into their lineup. Everyone's like, he's going to struggle trying to play in the Premier League. It's a different brand of football. Nah, he's looking pretty comfortable to me. He just knows how to get himself in the right position, Scotty. And it also helps when you've got that kind of physique on you. I mean, Scotty, you and me know we've got a couple of athletic physiques ourselves, but Erling Haaland with that kind of length, height on him, he's a dangerous man. So Man City, they're going to keep cooking. Erling Haaland, he's going to be your Golden Boot winner, and it's not even going to be close to the next guy in line. Maybe Harry Kane. What's he got? 7 goals to his name already to start the season. But yeah, young superstar. When we say who's next, Messi, Ronaldo, Haaland's the man.
Maybe Brighton Hove Albion is the choice because they're up there in the table. I think they're fourth in the Premier. And we know that the Gunners are in first by a point over Haaland and Man City and Pep Guardiola. Are you surprised at BHA? What a run they're on.
I'm not, Scotty. And this is a team, when the whole pandemic ran down, I was over there in Brighton. My buddy was the goalkeeper for Brighton Hove and Albion before they parted ways. Now, he stuck around in the Premier League. Where did he end up? He's ended up at Copenhagen. They're taking on Man City tomorrow. They're 14-1 underdogs. Shout out to Matty Ryan, who's going to be between the sticks trying to pull off an almighty upset. Maybe we just go for the draw. There's extreme value in that one, but I'm not surprised. Graham Potter, as I touched on before, who's now with Chelsea, he did fantastic things with that squad. He bring in, you know, a bunch of young talent. Defensively, they're juggernauts, and they can always play for the draw. So even when you think maybe they're not going to try and go for the upset win against some of these bigger clubs, they can try and park the bus, work their way into points. We saw Leo Trossard bag himself a hat trick there last week. When you're looking for value, Scotty, you can still get it for them to finish inside that top four. They're probably the biggest improvers I've seen over the last 2-3 years, but certainly for this season as well. Arsenal, Mikel Arteta, he was doing great things last year. They're looking really sharp again as well.
What do you think of you know, these two actors, Ryan Reynolds and his buddy McElhenney, owning the Wrexham Soccer Club? Have you seen the show on streaming, whatever it is, on Netflix, wherever the hell it's on? I don't know, FX. I've seen the show.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. The problem is that, I mean, the team sucks monkey balls. I mean, they are the worst team ever. I watched the show for like 2 seasons. They never won one effing game. I mean, even games that lead 1-0, they still end up tied. I've never seen them actually win a game.
Nah, it's a tough one, Scotty. Look, I'm not a Ryan Reynolds fan. I always think he's trying too hard in his movies when you see him interviewed. But look, it feels like he watched Ted Lasso and said, I've just got way too much money. How can I spend it? I want to go and, you know, buy some English football club. Look, how do you make a Premier League side, a championship side successful? You got to pour a lot of money into it. We're not talking 10 million, 20 million, 50 million. It's hundreds of millions of dollars, because who wants to go and play in a team that's getting lapped every single week when you're just trying to stay in your division? You can get relegated to the second tier, the third tier. So in terms of business investment, I'd love to see the numbers on that one, but fair play to him. I mean, the English Premier League, you know, the English soccer, football in general, Scotty, I think it's a fantastic product, and the fans, second to none. You know, we talk about Bill's Mafia for the NFL. I'd put, the soccer fans right up there. You go to an English Premier League game, it's like something else. It's quite the experience.
So I'm going to tell you, I played at that TBC Summerlin in Vegas where they're having the Shriners. Have you played that golf course?
I haven't, but I was out there, I think it was last year or the year before, Scotty. Good track. It's not easy, despite these guys going low. What'd you shoot when you were out there, Scotty?
I was a buck, but, you know, I played other courses and had great rounds, but that wasn't one of them. I played some of the hardest courses in the country, Firestone, Oakmont, Riviera Oof. And struggled. Oof. But I played in the Bob Hope Classic when they used to have it, and I flipped a 76 in the day that I played in the Pro-Am. So I've had great rounds. I played Manhattan Woods in New York City and had an 85, and I hadn't played in a year, but I smoked a lot of weed. Are we on the air? We are. Don't talk about smoking weed.
Winners win.
Something about I'm not allowed to talk about it right now is what they're telling me. They said to move on.
That's all right.
Dubs, all right. Always love having you on. Sungjae Im, the defending champ out in Sin City. Carver High has a massive gambling problem when it comes to golf. And he said if I didn't bring up the Shriners, and you got to stop making fun of the kids, too, in the commercial break, Dubs. It's very mean, the stuff you're doing.
What? Hey, winners win, Scotty. Winners win, son.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I got to tell you, Carver High, I mean, I'm really losing my temper watching this team. I really am. Like, it is so pathetic to me how bad they are and this lineup that he puts out. Like, today is like, here, we don't even want to win. IKF, Hicks, and all these bums that they put out there. It is so unbelievable to me. And that he just leaves Tyone in there. He's thrown 600 pitches in six innings. The guy hasn't had a walk in 5 years, and today he's walked like three guys. And oh my God, I can't even watch it. I guarantee you, I will bet my life. ALDS first round out. They're done. They won't even make the ALCS. Not even a chance. They have no chance. Yeah. They can't win. They don't win games. They don't win.
The only saving grace I'll say about them in the ALDS is, you know, they're going to play Cleveland or Tampa probably, which if they were playing Toronto or Seattle, I think you're right. I think they would lose in the yes. I think they can beat Cleveland or Tampa in that round. I think that that's just kind of.
I don't think they can beat either one of them.
You might be. We'll see. I mean, they're going to need. They got
Ramirez
no middle
and
relief.
Rosario and Quantrill, and I am telling you, they and Cole is the most overpaid, overhyped BS pitcher of all time. He gives up three home runs every time he pitches.
Cole stinks. I'm not going to argue with you there.
He's bad luck.
The second game.
He's bad luck is what he is.
Several doubleheaders here today. The Mets and the Nationals, after getting washed out last night, they're starting in about 10 minutes, Scotty. Same pitching matchup as last night. Carrasco and Abbott. Mets minus three Bills in game one. Braves lost last night to the Marlins, so the Mets still breathing. One game, the magic number for Atlanta.
You have got to be effing kidding me that the Atlanta Braves lost to the Miami Marlins last night when they needed one win to clinch the East. Now, I am betting on them again tonight, minus $1.60. If they don't win that effing game, I am going to lose my temper.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.